You're with SBS Radio.
Leanne Henry, welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you, Bertrand. Lovely to be here.
In Victoria, already in the middle of school holidays. They started yesterday, but in other states, school holidays might just be coming up next week. Hitting the road is one of the favorite activities for families, and yet many hit the road unprepared. Tell us about the rate of preparedness according to experts like yourselves.
So Allianz has conducted some research, and what we've identified is that 90% of Australians are looking to do a road trip sometime this year, and 48% of people are looking to do it over the Easter break. It's a great time to take a couple of extra days, spend some time with the family, and hit the road to see our incredible countryside. But the research has shown that Australians aren't adequately preparing. So in almost half those cases, people have had some sort of mishap on the road, whether it be that it's their engine have overheated, they have had to change a tyre and didn't know how to, or they've actually run out of petrol, which has actually cost some of those drivers quite a significant amount of money.
What's the percentage of people who don't know how to change a tyre? Because that's, I think, would be a base.
It's one third, and unfortunately it's me as well.
Well, changing a tire, I see sometimes debates in families, social media. Ladies usually say they don't know how to change a tire. I can understand they're reluctant, but I think it should be made compulsory, because having a tire puncture is something that can happen. It's just a common occurrence on the road.
Yeah, it sure is. It is a common occurrence. For me, I choose to get some roadside assistance because I know I personally can't change a tyre. And our family car, to be honest, is a Toyota Hilux. They're very big tyres.
The figures are given as well that 48% of people hit the road unprepared.
100%. And, you know, it's not just about preparing and making sure that you are doing the things like getting your maintenance check on your vehicle, but it's also being about prepared for actually when you're actually driving and in the car. And one of the things that can happen is that there's a lot of distractions that can happen in the car. As a mother of two, I understand where Aussie parents are saying, one third of Aussie parents are saying that their children are the biggest distraction in the car. So it's really important that you have entertainment or something for them to do so they aren't continually asking, are we there yet? On top of that, you know, there's flying objects, so, you know, throwing around of books or lollies and your mobile phone, which is another top distraction.
Yeah, mobile phones on the road, that's a peeve I hated, because I used to text a lot, and I saw how actually just driving behind someone who is texting, you can see that they're swerving.
Yeah, scary, isn't it?
And then you see that they're not even looking at the road ahead of them. No, it's just something that's meant to be really punished seriously. But then when you talk about distractions, I tend to differ with many drivers, because when families hit the road, they have their playlists and they have games on. But as a long-distance driver, professional driver myself, I'm reluctant to have all these distractions around me, because driving for me is an active thing. When I'm driving, I'm concentrated on the road. I don't want any of these things around. What are the main distractions that people talk about when they talk about distractions on the road?
Yeah, I think they're really talking about the environment they're in. So if you do have children that are actually playing entertainment, really important that they've actually got headphones on, so they're actually not distracting the driver. I'll be honest, I do like a playlist, only because I find that it takes the time away a bit, and I can have a bit of a sing in the car.
Yeah.
But it certainly is really around the children being bored. So it's really important that you actually keep them occupied.
Yeah, that's the dreaded, are we there yet? I know that.
Driving
with young kids every 5 minutes, and one will ask, and you give an answer, and then the other one was just busy not listening. They'll ask the same question, and how many times can you answer that dreaded question?
Correct. It makes it feel like a really long trip, right?
Yeah, definitely.
One in five parents say that, are we there yet, is actually asked twice an hour per trip.
And if you're driving from Sydney to the Gold Coast or Brisbane or Melbourne or the other way around, well, the distance is quite long, and they can ask so many times, and how many answers can you possibly give? Another thing, well, when I look at the preparedness that insurance companies actually advise motorists to actually be aware of, I do my own servicing of my car, but before hitting the road for a long distance, I usually go to mechanics and have everything checked professionally, so I know that everything will be up to scratch. But the bills that hit me tend to be twice more than what they would normally be.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, isn't it? So this is where you can actually, with some pre-preparation, you can try and get a much more economic cost for your mechanical check. But as you said, it's really important when you are taking a long-distance trip that you actually go and get your car looked at. Make sure you tell the mechanic that you're actually taking it on a long trip so they can test the tread of the tyres, make sure that there's no parts that look like they might need replacing, and test your car lights, washers and indicators, which you can do yourself to make sure that they're all working. That will actually provide you with the peace of mind that you've done everything that you need to do and help you relax straight away.
Yeah, definitely. Now, in one of your previous interventions that I saw online and reading the papers, is you warn people about tailgating is one of the main causes of accidents on the roads. But there's another thing that as a motorist that I see, I don't know if it's the insurance companies that should be dealing with this. I don't know how you could deal with it, because most modern cars come with something called a cruise control. And I see people sitting on the road, two, three lanes abreast. They just set their cruise controls at the same speed and they just go to sleep, oblivious to what's happening around them. And you can't overtake and you're just stuck behind these people. And if they have nice playlists blaring in their cars, they don't know what's happening around them.
Yeah, it's pretty dangerous, isn't it? So certainly don't recommend that you set cruise control and actually switch off. At this stage, in terms of technology in the vehicle, we're certainly not at that stage yet where it's driverless, so people need to be engaged in active driving.
Something that needs to be taught. Because it's when you're on a long trip and you see, because they might have set their cruise control at what they believe is the maximum legal speed, and yet it's not accurate. It could be a little bit lower than the actual speed, and they just hold up traffic, and you could be stuck on and there's no overtaking lane on some of the roads, so you're stuck behind a very slow cars just driving abreast, completely oblivious of your intentions to overtake them. What are recommendations that you'll be making coming up to these holidays 2019, because the seasons also do play a role? You know, we could be driving in rainy conditions or very hot conditions. What recommendations would you give us as an insurance company to motorists?
Yeah, it's really important that actually drivers are aware of their surroundings and not just about what they want to do. So you need to be aware of what the other vehicles are doing around you and actually make sure that you're travelling at the same ambience as everybody else. Really important that when the weather changes, that you actually either particularly reduce your speed and you actually create bigger gaps in between the vehicles, because obviously when it does rain, sometimes the roads are slippery and it does become harder to stop.
How about wildlife?
Yeah, just be really careful when you're travelling through in country areas, particularly at dawn and dusk. What you will find is that there will be much more kangaroos and animals on the road. So just be wary of what's going on either side as well.
Yeah, and do you see insurance claims skyrocketing during these periods of the year, or the claims are just a normal curve?
Yeah, it really depends on what's going around. So what we actually do find is that there is generally a clear link to increased claims when there's actually increased rain around. So not necessarily just because vehicles are more on the road, it's really the weather plays a lot to do with it as well.
Definitely. Country roads and towns, differences?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a lot less claims on a country town, but generally when there is a crash, it tends to be a higher claims cost, because they're generally hitting a bit harder because they're going at higher speeds.
Most definitely, yeah. That's something to look out for, especially for people who are used to
city driving,
and you're driving on a country road with people who are familiar with the environment. They might not know you're not familiar, and they're a little surprises around the corners, and you might find yourself in the ditch and hospital bills, or hopefully no casualties, but
It's very different. You know, people need to be aware that when they're driving, if they're used to driving in the city, getting out onto regional roads are very, very different, and they need to actually change with their environment. It's the same goes with if they're actually carrying a caravan. The actual tow of a caravan can actually make your vehicle perform very, very different. So they just need to be aware of that and adjust accordingly.
Now, I know you're very busy, and we initially scheduled this interview for a day when you had more availability, but unfortunately I wasn't available. So I think it's more appropriate to give you the last word and put a message out there and let you go, because I could ask so many questions, but I don't want to hog your time.
Yeah, no problem. So for us, it's really about making sure that people take simple measures in planning so they can enjoy a carefree Easter on our roads. And we wish everyone a happy Easter.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.